أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. As you know very well, the topic under discussion is the characteristics of Islamic theory of metaethics. So far, I have touched a number of characteristics of Islamic theory. In the last characteristic that I touched in my previous speech was the characteristic of moderation. I pointed out that Islam, being a moderate religion, advises its followers to be moderate and to follow the example of moderation. I cited a number of verses from the Holy Quran to prove that Islam is a religion of moderation, and Islam encourages its followers to follow the methodology of moderation. I also mentioned that moderation can be applied in different areas. You can be moderate in your emotions, just as you can be moderate in your dealings with others. Be always moderate everywhere, in every walk of your life. Moral scholars are of the view that there are three main elements in human psychology. They say that reason, anger, and passion are the most important things or elements in human psychology. If you apply the principle of moderation, you will come to certain conclusions in this regard. For example, if you follow the principle of moderation in managing your passion, what will happen? Will you eradicate your passion? Will you eliminate your passion? No, never. Instead, you will bring it to moderation. You will adjust it. Out will come a very good result. If you follow the principle of moderation in your passion, you will be a chaste person. Out will come chastity. Out will come modesty. You will be a modest person. And if you follow the principle of moderation in managing your anger, what will happen? What will happen will be bravery. You will be a brave person. You will not eradicate your emotion of anger. Anger is a good thing, but you will manage it. You will modify it. The result of this modification will be bravery. You will be a bravery. But if you do not modify your anger, as a result, you will be either a coward person or a person who is not afraid of anything, a very fearless person, a very aggressive person. Islam does not like aggressiveness, nor does it like cowardice. Islam likes you and wants you to be brave. A brave person is a person who has followed up the principle of moderation. And similarly, if you follow the principle of moderation in managing your reason, in managing your intellect, out will come wisdom. You will be a wise person. You will be a wise person only if you follow the principle of moderation. But if you do not follow this principle, you will be either a very satanic person, an evil-minded person, or a foolish who does not differentiate between cheese and chalk. So moderation can be applied in different areas. And the conclusion in every area will be very much clear from the viewpoint of moral scholars. In our present session will be devoted to another discussion or another quality or characteristic of Islamic theory of ethics. This is the quality of hedonism. The question is, does Islam support hedonism or the principle of pleasure seeking or seeking pleasure? Does Islam want you to follow the principle of pleasure seeking? Does Islam back up hedonism? Or Islam is not in favor of such kind of schools of thoughts? What is the reality? What is the fact? What is the truth? As a matter of fact, Islam is in favor of certain kinds of pleasures. Islam does like certain kinds of pleasures, especially spiritual pleasures. But it does not mean that Islam is a follower of hedonism. Islam is not a follower of hedonism. But despite that, it favors hedonism in certain areas. It does like pleasures. And it does want to satisfy men's lawful pleasures. Islam does not like pain. You see, according to the school of hedonism, what is moral and what is immoral? According to this school of thought, if an act is pleasing and pleasant, then it is a moral act. But if it is not pleasant, if it is painful, then it is not a moral act. Islam, to some extent, agrees with this principle, but Islam modifies it. Islam says that everything cannot be restricted to pleasure. Sometimes it is good to follow the principle of pleasure, but there are cases wherein you don't need to follow this principle. And if you follow this principle, you will be deviated from the true path. Don't get stuck to this principle. This is not a principle that is always good. So as I said, that Islam respects the principle of pleasure. You see, pleasures are of different types and of different categories. You see, we have got, and God the Almighty has given us different kinds of senses. We have the sense of vision. We have the sense of smell. We have the sense of taste. We have the sense of hearing. And we have the sense of touch. God has given all these powers, all these capacities to us to enjoy ourselves. In each one of these senses has a pleasure of its own kind. The sense of vision has its own pleasure. The sense of smell also has its own pleasure. Similarly, the sense of taste and the sense of hearing and the sense of touch, all of them have their own pleasure and their own means of seeking pleasure. Islam recognizes the pleasure of all these things. What is the pleasure of vision or sense of vision? Of course, when you see a beautiful picture, you will enjoy. When you see or when you watch a beautiful program, you enjoy it. When you look at a beautiful scenery, you enjoy it. This is a way of seeking pleasure in how you satisfy your actually sense of vision. Similarly, there is a type of pleasure for your sense of smell. There are foul smells and there are good smells. When you smell good things, a flower, or when a person wears perfume, and when you smell the smell, you enjoy. And therefore, people wear perfume. This is because they don't want to bother others. They want to let others enjoy. And similarly, sense of taste is there. There are certain things which you enjoy eating, and there are things which you hate eating. Similarly, as far as your sense of hearing is concerned, there are pleasure, you can consider pleasure for this sense. There are sounds which you do not like to hear. Similarly, there are voices and sounds which you like to hear. Islam recognizes the pleasures for each one of these senses. Look at this beautiful verse. Though it is about the bounties of the paradise and the hereafter, but of course it does show us the tendency of Islam and the viewpoint of Islam in regard with pleasure. Does Islam recognize pleasure? Or does Islam negate pleasure and refute it squarely? Look at this verse. It is about hereafter, about paradise, but it can tell you about the vision of Islam in regard with pleasure. The Holy Quran says, "Ala sururim mawzuna." It talks about the people of paradise or the people of the right hand, the people who are the inhabitants of paradise. What does the Holy Quran say about them? It says in Surah Waqi'ah, in chapter Waqi'ah, it says, "Ala sururim mawzuna." These people are sitting on jeweled couches. Jeweled couches. Look, when it talks about jeweled or decorated couches, it talks about your sense of vision. Your sense of vision is after beautiful things. And when you see a jeweled coach, when you find out and when you see a decorated coach, of course, you enjoy looking at it. And therefore, the Holy Quran says, the people of the paradise, they are sitting on jeweled coaches. متكئين عليها متقابلين. They are sitting on coaches, reclining on them, facing each other. They recline on these coaches, and the coaches are put in a manner that they face each other. And you are sitting in a manner you see each other. So again, you can see the beauty in the arrangement. يَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ. There are young boys who serve the inhabitants of the paradise, young boys. Again, you see your sense of vision is taken into account here. In the pleasure which you seek through this sense is also taken into account. بِأَكْوَابِ وَأَبَارِقِ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ. These young boys are taking in their hands the goblets, the jugs, and the cups of pure wine, crystal clear wine. Yes, they are taking this wine to the inhabitants of paradise, offering them a very nice and a very pure type of wine. لا يصدعون عنها لا يصدون عنها pardon لا يصدون عنها ولا ينزفون, which does not cause them intoxication or illness. It talks about the difference that is between the worldly wine and the other worldly wine. The wine which they drink in this world is not of free from certain consequences, but the wine which the inhabitants of paradise drink is free from any consequences. It does not cause any sort of intoxication. Those who drink this wine, they do not get intoxicated. And it does not cause any sort of illness, fatigue, illness. So this, that is a very delicious and a very high quality wine. وفاكهة مما يتخيرون. There are fruits of their choice. Whatever fruit they like, they can find there in the heaven, in the paradise. Those who like pomegranates, they can eat pomegranates. And those who like apples, they can eat apples. And those who like grapes, they can find out grapes and eat them. So there is plenty of each and every kind of fruit. And you do not face any scarcity in any area. وَلَحْمِ تَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. And there is chickens of any sort which they like or which you like. The chickens which they desire is available to them. And they don't face any problem in this connection. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. As a reward for what they have done. Of course, when they were in this world, when they were alive in this world, they were facing problems, they were facing difficulties. They tolerated all these difficulties. They underwent all these problems. And now God gives them the reward of their good deeds and of their good actions. Yes, وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون. And there are beautiful women with large black eyes. And they are like pearls which are in their shells. They are like pearls, a very precious stone. And all these things are found there. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما. They do not hear any sinful voice. Look, again, the Holy Quran emphasizes on the sense of vision, on the sense of hearing, sorry. The Holy Quran emphasizes on the sense of hearing. Indeed, enjoy through hearing certain voices. Indeed, hear the voices which they enjoy. Indeed, do not hear the voices which they hate. Illa qilan salaman salama. They hear only things such as this: peace on you, peace be on you. So, if you look at these verses, what do you understand from these verses? The thing which we can understand collectively from this verse is that God the Almighty recognizes the principle of pleasure. God says that pleasure is a good thing. And if a person does good deeds, he will be given good rewards, and he will be given the chance to enjoy himself. He will be given every kind of things and every kind of facilities. So this verse is very much obvious and very much clear in telling us that pleasure is a very good thing. There is another verse in the Holy Quran that also says the same thing. The Holy Quran goes saying, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهِ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Seek gains of the other world, seek the advantages of the other world, of the next world, through your wealth. God has given you the wealth. God has given you the property. Try to use this wealth, try to use this property in a manner that will help you to gain the advantages of the hereafter. Do not spend your money in a way that lead to final destruction, that deprives you of the hereafter. Spend your wealth, spend your property, spend your money in a way that help you to gain the advantages of the hereafter. This is the words of the people of Qarun, who are advising Qarun. Qarun was a very well-to-do person. He was a well-off. He had each and everything. The Holy Quran says that he was such a rich person that a group of people was not able to carry the bunch of his keys. He had so many keys. According to one interpretation, he had so many keys that a group of mighty people were not able to carry his bunch of keys. He was such a rich person. But he was also very much proud. He was very much arrogant. His people, who were very much intelligent, who were very much wise, came and began advising him. They told him that seek the pleasure of God through your wealth. Seek the hereafter through your wealth. This wealth is a chance for you. It is an opportunity for you. Make use of this opportunity. If you make use of this opportunity, through this opportunity, you will enter the paradise. And you will be given each and everything in the paradise. But if you do not make use of this opportunity, or if you misuse this opportunity, you will not be given the reward expected. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of this world. Each one of us has a share in this world. We must not forget about our share of this world. There are different opinions in regard with the meaning of this verse. But But one word or one opinion that is very much popular is the opinion that says that do or make use of your wealth in a manner that is helpful for you, that is that helps you to get closer to God. This is what this verse means. لا تنسى نصيبك من الدنيا. Don't forget about your share of this world. How can you make use of your share of this world? How can you be considerate of your share of this world? You have, for example, beauty. You have property. You have youthfulness. You have a high post in a government. You have other things or other benefits. Try to make use of them in the way of God. If you make use of these benefits, of these advantages in the way of God, then of course you have paid attention to your share of this world. But if you do not do this, and if you forget about your share of this world, and if you do not use your word youth correctly, if you do not spend your wealth correctly, then it means you have not paid attention to your share of this world. Somebody might misinterpret this verse. They might say that indulge in anything you want as long as you are in this world. But this is not the meaning of this verse. The verse tells us that yes, God has given you certain opportunities, certain benefits, and certain advantages. Try to make use of these advantages in a proper way. If you make use of these advantages in a proper way, then of course you have paid attention to your share of this world. Otherwise, you have not paid attention to your share of this world. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do favor as God has done favor to you. This is very good. أَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do favor to others. Help others. Give assistance to others. Just as God has helped you. Just as God has done favor to you. Everything which we have is a gift of God. Your health is a gift of God. Your wealth is a gift of God. Your knowledge is a gift of God. Your beauty and handsomeness is a gift of God. Your post and authority is a gift of God. Your popularity is a gift of God. God has given these gifts to you, and try to understand this. If you understand this, you will be able to behave reciprocally. You will be able to do the same in your dealing with others. Just as God has been helpful to you, you will be helpful to others. Just as God has done favor to you, you will do favor to others. So this is what we mean. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't commit evils in the land. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. God does not love the evil doers. Try to do good deeds. So this verse also tells us that we must be mindful of our share of this world. How can we be mindful of our share of this world? If we pay proper attention to our share of this world. If you do the right things. If you refrain from everything, that is not a good idea. Islam does not tell us to refrain from each and everything. Islam tells us, go everywhere, but try to behave yourself. Try try to be modest. Try to do the things Islam has advised you to do. By doing so, you will be a good person. So Islam does recognize the principle of pleasure. In Islam says that it is a good item, but Islam does not restrict and does not limit each and everything to this principle. Beyond the principle of pleasures, there are other things, and those things have also and they also need to be taken into account. Thank you very much.